insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Dear listeners, hello everyone. Welcome to another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and in this edition, we will try to have a closer look at the 25th chapter, Surah Al-Furqan. First, let's just listen to the verses we're going to talk about in this program, and we'll be back shortly. So stay with us.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful. They will be told, "Do not cry this day for one destruction, but cry for much destruction."
In the previous program, we started discussing the 14th verse of the chapter. لا تدع اليوم ثبورا واحدا وادعوا ثبورا كثيرا. Call not this day for one destruction, but call for many destructions. So this verse is what is said to the pagans on the day of hereafter. It implies that wishing for destruction only once is not enough, and they must say it many times. Why? Because one crying and moaning does not have any result for them. There will be no death or destruction for them, and they must remain alive, experience their painful consequences of the misbehaviors and wrongdoings in the world in hereafter. Because that day is Yawmul Hisab. That day, their actions, their behaviors, their intentions in the world will be scrutinized. And we also mentioned the reason beyond this consequence that awaits them. In the 11th verse, it was mentioned, بَلْ كَذَّبُوا بِالسَّاعَةِ They denied the hour of resurrection, وَأَعْتَدْنَا لِمَنْ كَذَّبَ بِالسَّاعَةِ سَعِيرًا And thus we have prepared a blazing fire for the one who denies the hour. So, ignoring Allah leads to desperate straits in this world and the other. This is exactly what the Holy Quran mentions. He makes his breast narrow and straightened. The Holy Quran says about the one who is forgetful of the Almighty Allah's remembrance. And a life which is straightened has been promised for these kinds of people who turn away from the remembrance of the Almighty Allah. This is what awaits the ones who are ignoring the Almighty Allah. On the contrary, paying attention to Allah and having faith in Him is the cause of calmness. It is the cause of peacefulness. Both in this world and hereafter.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran. By Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
The Holy Quran says, Barakat min as-samawati wal-ard. We would have certainly opened up for them blessings from the heaven and the earth. Also, about the other world and what rewards will be given to these people, the Holy Quran says, when they reach it, the gates thereof are opened. حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءُهَا فُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُهَا. They don't even have to bother themselves opening up the doors of mercy and paradise. In another occurrence, the Holy Quran says, is one who follows the pleasure of Allah like him who incurs wrath from Allah and whose abode will be hell? And an evil destination it is. There has been narrated from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, the sixth Imam, who said, the hell has got seven gates. From one of them, our enemies and those who fight and belittle us enter. And certainly this gate is the greatest and the most blazing one. And these people, based on our traditions, are miserable forever. The one who enters the hell is miserable forever. This is what our traditions suggest. The Holy Prophet ﷺ has said, the fire of this world is one part of the 70 parts of the hell fire, and each of those parts has got its own heat. He has further said, the least punishment of people of hell is wearing a blazing pair of shoes on the day of hereafter. These shoes are so hot that their brains begin to boil from them. And this is the kind of consequence that awaits the people who have belittled the religion of the Almighty Allah, who have belittled the prophets and the infallibles. Imam Ali alayhi salam in this regard has said, fear the fire, the heat of which is too much, and its bottom is very deep, and its ornament is iron, and its beverage is boiling fetid water, which is blood mixed with filth. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this program. We need to mention again that we have benefited a lot from the different versions of an enlightening commentary into the light of the Holy Quran available at al-islam.org. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye. Things always worked for me, worry, and this went for